1-800-283.
It doesn't mean that the differences between Democrats and Republicans go away. That's what elections are for. But between elections, we're supposed to be governing, and we're not supposed to be hurting the very people who sent us to represent them. I think House Republicans continue to think that somehow they can extract concessions by keeping the government shut down or by threatening default. And my hope is that a spirit of cooperation will move us forward over the next few hours.
All right, that's the latest from the president. And here we are in another edition of Another Hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How are you in those nooks and crannies with this day 15 of the shutdown? Spirit of cooperation. At this point, there is no conversation coming out of the White House with the Speaker of the House, John Boehner. It's almost as if they don't even know each other. So don't look for anything to happen in the House in an easy fashion. The Senate thinks that they have a deal. Senate leadership, Republicans and Democrats, have met, and they feel that probably what's going to happen is a Band-Aid. And the Band-Aid would include the fact that they wouldn't raise the debt ceiling. They would raise the debt ceiling until February 7th, rather, while maybe the 15th is the possibility. They're just juggling dates there. And when it comes to the budget, they would fund the government until January 15th and extend, as I said, the borrowing limit in February. But this does not include the House. One thing that they would establish is a Senate House Budget Committee that would come up with the replacement for the automatic spending cuts, the sequester, and they would then have to report all that information by December 13th. So while the Senate feels as though they're strong in the middle of really cutting this deal, the House would have to reconcile, and that certainly is not looking good at this point. So it means day 15 of a shutdown. A lot of people still furloughed. Some have been brought back. A few national parks have been opened. The Statue of Liberty and the Grand Canyon, probably the most notable. But in the meantime, officially, this hasn't happened. Just conversations that it looks like maybe if this doesn't happen, we're pushing past the October 17th, rather, debit limit deadline. Even if a deal is reached, that still might happen. So the blame game is heavy. Somebody has to fall for this, and who is it who's going to fall? Ted Cruz is taking a lot of arrows. The senator from Texas, the freshman who tied Obamacare and defunding it to the shutdown of the government, while he has many, many supporters, he has detractors on the Hill. And John Boehner lacks the leadership, probably does not continue to be the Speaker of the House. I think after we navigate through this and into the next Congress, it'd be shocking. It'd be a very, very close vote, I would have to say. I'd be stunned if he was still the guy in power. And this is big. A couple of other big things to throw at you right at the top. Because Cruz was talking about defunding Obamacare, unions might win a delay of the Obamacare tax in the budget deal. That's something that's been thrown into the middle of this because the bargain under negotiations would make small adjustments to the health care law, including delaying the law's reinsurance fee for 1 year. So the 3-year tax is supposed to generate money that is stabilizing premiums on the individual market. Pardon me if I'm a little critical or skeptical, let's say, of this, when sick patients enter the pool. So the tax applies to all group health plans, but unions say it's going to raise their health care costs through the roof and not give them any benefit whatsoever. And this was recently a huge discussion with the AFL-CIO guys, the convention, where the workers passed a resolution demanding changes to Obamacare. So this tweak may affect people in the union, could affect them, pushing for the reinsurance fee for 1 year. That would be that kind of olive branch. But again, I go back to what I said initially. The bottom line is, this is a Band-Aid. This is kicking the can down the road, and something else would have to happen to shore it all up. And then the House Republicans have to accept a package that does really nothing to stop Obamacare funding. So the Senate in one direction and the House in another direction. And at this point, we still have a government that's shut down 15 days. 15 days. Look for more concessions, and let's see if it happens in the next few days before we smash up against October 17th. This might not be a shocker to any of you, but it just adds more logs, I think, onto the fire. The new three dreaded letters are the NSA, and that's in part because of Ed Snowden dropping out all the secret information, the whistleblower who now has asylum in Russia. And one of the things that has come out in the Washington Post is that the NSA had been collecting hundreds of millions of address books from people's email and Facebook accounts. Because you think about all of the people that you have in those particular areas, their emails, all of that. There's just tons of them. And millions of contacts in America have been swept up through that collection that takes place outside of the, supposedly outside of the United States. And that happens with foreign intelligence services, telecommunication companies, internet switches. So not just in the U.S., it's almost in reverse. And of course, the NSA hasn't been authorized by Congress or anyone else to collect bulk contact lists, and they're doing it. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act only covers surveillance that takes place in the United States and targets Americans. So this crazy disclosure is just another revelation of massive electronic information gathering by our NSA. Another waste of money getting thousands and millions of email addresses from harmless Americans. How do they defend this? Well, what they say is that it's aimed at valid foreign intelligence targets, terrorists, drug smugglers, human traffickers, and that the NSA has to minimize, is this is their official stance, they have to minimize the acquisition, use, and dissemination, their words, not mine, of contacts of U.S. citizens. Rest assured that some of your contacts are probably in one of those metadata files somewhere that most assuredly will be destroyed in the future. It just is the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it? All right, we got much more to come in this hour of America tonight, so sit back, chillax, relax, and enjoy the rest of the way here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Sabbatical? Ever thought maybe some people that you know should take a sabbatical? Like all of Congress, we're so frustrated. Maybe that's what you have to do sometimes. Step away from something that's too familiar or something that is suddenly crushing to you. In the wings, in our virtual green room, Glenn Tiboldeo and Laura Berger, husband and wife, did exactly that. They took off for Costa Rica, left some high-paying corporate jobs, and learned about how you can be flexible and still successful by taking sabbaticals, whether they're intentional or unintentional. Laura and Glenn, thanks for coming on the show.
Pleasure.
Yeah,
to be
thanks
here.
For having us.
All right, so Laura, what prompted you to take a life where you're doing well, you're climbing the ladder, you're on top of the ladder, brick by brick, you've got this fortress you've built, and you decide you're going to kick it down, you're going to take off? What happened?
Well, Kate, so I think that you can relate to Groundhog Day, right? The movie Groundhog Day, where you're doing the same thing over and over again. And that was something that both Glenn and I were experiencing in the careers that we had. It was good at the time, yet you would wake up the next morning and it was the same old, same old, and you just felt that there was something missing. And so after a while, you just go stir crazy because you wake up the next morning and you say, I'm going to change, I'm going to make a change, I'm going to make a change, and then you don't, and then you go back to bed and you wake up and you get up again. And finally, we said, enough is enough. Life's too short. What are we doing? Are we going to keep living a Groundhog Day?
Wow. And then, Glenn, when you finally make that decision, how'd you decide that you were going to chuck the jobs and go to Costa Rica? How'd you pick Costa Rica?
It took a while for us to decide where we were going to go. The way I had addressed it, and I think many people do, I addressed my lack of fulfillment by trying harder. I obviously must be trying, not be trying harder. The rewards aren't great enough. So if you can imagine working at something voraciously that is kind of out of alignment with your core, it became a pressure cooker for me, and I think to a lesser degree for Laura. We went to Costa Rica. That pressure cooker blew in the book Radical Sabbatical, which incidentally last week became an Amazon Kindle bestseller. We talk about how we got there, and we just took a horseback ride on a trip down to a river. I sat on a rock that I call the Magic Rock, and all of a sudden this thing came out of the sky and said, you could live here. So it took me a while to convey my information to Laura, but she looked at me like I was only a little bit crazy. And then after a year or so, we kind of negotiated, came around, and decided to go.
How long did you, Laura, stay in Costa Rica?
Well, that is. Oh, I thought you were asking me. I'm sorry. That is something that we keep to mystery. It's in the book.
All right, I see what you're doing there. Okay, so when you go to Costa Rica, Laura, it's one thing to go and visit, and it's fun, and geez, it's so sexy, and the weather, and you're horseback riding, and you're on the beach. And now, when you're living there, it's a little bit different. What was it like to live there?
So I'll give you a comparison. We moved from downtown Chicago, where when the UPS truck comes by, he drops off a package on your doormat. We had venomous snakes welcoming us on our doormat. So it was quite a culture shift going from, you know, a bustling city to the middle of nowhere. We also were dealing with basic necessities. There were no 7-Elevens around the corner for convenience. And we were really working with the hierarchy of needs. Water, electricity, just your basic, just trying to survive in many ways.
And so as you're trying to survive and you go through that, what happens, Glenn, on the other side that makes, you know, it prompted you obviously to write the book? We know examples of this that have happened to other people that have either fallen down on something they've been doing, or they're famous and they become infamous and then they suddenly disappear and take a radical sabbatical in a way. What happened on the other side? I mean, when did you know, where was that light bulb moment where you're like, wow, this is it. We did the right thing. This is perfect.
Yeah, I think it comes from actually writing. For me, that was pretty cathartic. I did 8 or 9 rewrites, well, we did together on this book. Every time we went through it, it was like masked. It was really intense journaling for 2 years. And so every time we rewrote the book, there was a lot more clarity involved in the process. And really what we ended up understanding was that if you go through these types of mass changes and put yourself in a completely different world, we went from, you know, subways and taxis to toucans and complete quiet in the span of 18 hours. It just completely turns you around. There's really nothing that really daunts us anymore. It's why we live our lives every day seeking a new adventure.
Laura, what did your friends say? I mean, I have a lot of friends and family in Chicago, and they're not shy about their opinions. What did they say when you decided that you were going to go and do this? What did they tell you?
We had a lot of people that thought we were crazy. and we actually got, it's funny because support can come in very interesting ways. We would get emails from people saying, oh, check this out, and it's a photo of the most venomous snake in all of Central America. And you're sitting there going, how am I going to respond to that? You know, is this helping me, or are they making light of it, or are they sending a message? So we got a lot of mixed messages.
Yeah, when you decided to leave. When you leave Chicago, you go to Costa Rica, you take a breath, you're writing, you're dealing with things that you're dealing with there, and as I said, that light bulb moment kind of goes off. Do you think that everyone could benefit by even a mini sabbatical after you've done something like this, Glenn?
Absolutely. And you know, the more out of your comfort zone you go, I take the example, a lot of us have children. I mean, we don't personally, frankly, but I see our nephew is like 20 months old now. And you see everything, my sister's always telling me, and I see how quickly he has learned, how quickly he is learning all the time. He's coming along so quickly. And when we were in the jungle, it felt the exact same way. It's because he's in a completely different environment. We learned about culture. We learned about open-mindedness. I mean, we had a person in the jungle who lost a $400 tire, rolled all the way down the hill into the rainforest. And his solution to that was to roll the other three tires he had down so that he could go down, chase them, and see where they rolled. And he actually found the tire. So, wow. I mean, there's all this unconventional thinking that you have in the jungle when you're kind of MacGyvering and Indiana Jonesing everything. And it really carries over into your life. Anybody can benefit. And you don't have to do what we did. I mean, just go out of your comfort zone a little bit and you'll learn a ton.
Yeah, you know, I started this by saying, you know the frustrations, you can hear it with everybody, with what's happening with the government and the shutdown and everything else. And Congress has its own rhythm and its own routine, and it does have a routine. You know, you're in on Tuesday, you're out on Friday normally, and there's not a lot of what used to be camaraderie, not that there isn't any, but where they used to live in Washington for a while, and they would socialize whether you were a Democrat or a Republican, you had friends on both sides of the aisle. Do you think that would benefit with what you're seeing with this headbutting, a little bit of a break? I'm not suggesting they chuck their, although some people listening to the show would say, I can think of a few people that should chuck their job. But meaning that you could take a mini, that's why I say you could take a mini break, or all of Congress could go on a retreat that doesn't cost a fortune, and maybe they could actually have a conversation instead of being in the thick of it. Do you think that helps with businesses?
It absolutely does. So Laura had mentioned, you know, getting up every morning saying you're going to change something and the next morning waking up and realizing you haven't. And what happens is, and what was happening with us, is what we were doing on a day-to-day basis voraciously was our short-term goals weren't lined up with our long-term goals. Find the exact same thing with Congress, really. I mean, their approval ratings have been going down for years and years. We're not political experts, but it doesn't take a layman to figure that out. They kept doing the same thing. They kept spending money that we didn't have. And really, if you ask people like Peyton Manning, like Martha Stewart, like, what's the tennis player?
Rafa Nadal.
Right.
Yeah.
These people who had really, really bad career problems, they had forced sabbaticals, and they came back greater and stronger than ever. I think Congress now is having a forced sabbatical, and the last time the government shutdown happened, it really seemed like some light bulbs, you talk about light bulbs, went off in people's heads in Washington, and things started to careen in the right direction. Unfortunately, they stopped, but it's really a forced sabbatical. They can be great. I mean, even forced sabbaticals and crises can be great for people.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so as you said, the book has really taken off, obviously, on Amazon. You can get a copy of it, Radical Sabbatical. Could you say goodbye to everything you know to get everything you want? Boy, that is the question. How about it, folks? 855-266-8, 855-266-5283. Laura and Glenn, thanks for moving the needle. We appreciate you joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you so much, Kate. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
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 It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning.
Each and every show here on America Tonight, we are overwhelmed by the avalanche of mail that we get from all of you. It's so easy. If you want to vent, if you want to send me your mother's recipe for the best pumpkin pie you've ever had, you send it to americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing. My ode to James Gandolfini continues. That's how you're in, just like that. Let it fly after that. So Pete King, the congressman from New York, is slamming Ted Cruz, saying people need to go after him. This is his fault, this government shut down. And even if it's resolved, the fact is he's going to go back again, threatening to do it once again. What happened was Pete King was on Piers Morgan, and that's what he said on his show. He said that, this is his fault, that he's going to rewrite history, that we were on the verge of winning, just things were going our way when Republicans cracked, and he was one of them, so we have to go after him. I would hope that national leaders throughout the party make a point of saying, we're not going to allow Ted Cruz to hijack this party and bring this country to the edge of ruin. Well, we are heading to the mailbag in just a second, and many of you had plenty to say about Ted Cruz, so let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Joe in Illinois says, Cruz is an idiot. He's an uneducated jerk who only wants to be president, and that's why he's grandstanding. The Tea Party can keep him. He's not worth a bag of tea. Ooh. Bob in Texas says, Cruz is a hero. Why are people trashing him? For goodness sake, constantly on your show, you say, Kate, you want people who are what they are, and this is a guy who really is the real deal, like him or not. He's no dummy. He went to Harvard, and he's using his brains and putting it to good work and standing by the Constitution. He's practically a constitutional scholar. You know what? Bob is right about that. When he was a kid, he like memorized the Constitution. He did go to Harvard, and he is really about the Constitution. So it makes sense the Tea Party backing Ted Cruz. Maybe some people realize that in the Tea Party, maybe they didn't, but it isn't more, hey, I respect the Constitution, or he really, this was what he did as a kid. I mean, he was all over it. He was all about it. Here's one more, this one from Jewel in Missouri, who says, I think Ted Cruz is cracked. Somewhere along the line, he decided that he needed to take a page out of Rand Paul's book, but Rand Paul did it so much better, and he's not as nutty as Cruz. How did this guy ever get elected? Texans put the dumbest people in office. I just don't understand why they elect some of the people that they elect, Kate. Wow. Any Texans listening to us right now? Good time to give a call at 855-266-5283. There's no doubt that Cruz is now another polarizing figure, that you either think he was right to do what he did, or you think he's a fraud, like Congressman King is saying, because it was what he did that prompted the government to shut down. The thing about Cruz is, and I'll say this, he is what he is. I do think he is what he is. I don't think it's some trumped up version of I'm on a reality show. And what was mentioned there in some of those emails, he was a Constitution person, meaning as a kid he memorized it, he loved it, he studied it in college, the whole thing. And so there's no doubt about that. And if you look at the Constitution and you go by some of the things that Ted Cruz has said, that does match up. And he's on the short list for 2016, but he's not on the top of the list. He's not at the top of the list. And think of the people who have been president. How many people have been president that have been plucked from the Senate? You could say the current president, who didn't hang around very long. Because here's the thing, if you stay long on the Hill too long, you have this track record of how you voted, and nobody's going to 100% like your votes. They're just not going to. I mean, even if 80% of the time they like it, they agree with what you vote, your constituents agree with what you voted for, and all that, there's going to be definite times when they do not, and that record stands. So I think it's harder to come from those ranks. But 2016, he wouldn't have been in there very long. But he's on the top six list. But he's not one of the top two people being talked about. All right, here's an interesting email that we got from the dude also in Texas. A lot of Texans emailing us this time around. And the dude says, Kate, did you hear the story that just cracked me up about the Denver mayor saying that they needed to do something about the smell of marijuana, that everywhere he goes, he smells marijuana in the city parks, in the malls, in any of the rec areas, and that somehow they need to figure out a way to get the smell of marijuana out of Denver? It smells like pots in Denver. I was thinking of Larimer Square. They have the square. It's a shopping area and jazz and music and all that stuff. And I bet you that's probably one of the main places. Well, it's not supposed to be public consumption. You're not supposed to have any of those places. But there have been some public smoking that's been going on. And they're not really, what are they going to do? They had one huge marijuana rally when all this started at the Civic Center Park. Are they going to start to crack down? Are they going to go after people? I don't know. Have smoking in a car in a private property, what can you do there? It's what comes along with voting for marijuana, I suppose. I don't see how this mayor is going to, I just don't see how they're going to be able to cut down on it. Again, you'd have to, shadow people? They're going to shadow people and tell them to put it out, because that's what's happening. That's what I heard from somebody the other day who used to live in Denver and went back for one of the Bronco games and said that, there was kind of a couple of different places they went. There was definitely marijuana that was being smoked. Here's one from Ron, who is listening to us apparently somewhere in the Midwest. He says, Ron from the Great Midwest. And Ron says, Kate, you know what? We need a break from all this politics. That's what we need. We need to break the system. I don't doubt that there's some good Republicans and there's some good Democrats, and they had good intentions when they went to Washington. But maybe the game is just rigged. And maybe we have used and abused this system one too many times, and we need to re-rack. I'm not suggesting we change our way of governing. I'm suggesting we change the way we elect people. There are too many greenbacks in the campaign process, and I think that leaves a lot of people out and puts a lot of people in play that maybe wouldn't normally be there. Of course, the person who has the backing, you'd have to have some of the goods, right? You have to be able to be decent at campaigning, good at campaigning. You have to look the part. You have to do the whole thing, go through the rigmarole, everything that you go through. But sure, if you had nobody backing you, no money, there's no way you're winning the election. Very rarely would I say that would happen, especially in bigger areas. But even in smaller areas, it's doubtful. The kind of money that people are raising, even sometimes for local elections, is, it is unreal. And then here's this one. I like this one because it was so different from some of the others, too. I wanted to mix in a few different ones. This one came to us from Barbie, who said, Kate, I know that you used to cover professional football, and I don't know if you see what's going on with Matt Schaub. It breaks my heart as I am a Texan fan. I used to live in Houston. He goes out with a leg injury in the Sunday's game against the Rams, where he was getting really shellacked, and the crowd cheered. They cheered as he was being taken away. How do you ever do that for your own quarterback? It is classless. I'm embarrassed to be from Houston. I understand about being rabid in the sense of being a fan, but that is just poor, poor, poor. And not necessary in the game of football, where so many people, or so many of those guys anyway, get hurt. Why would they let out a loud cheer? Yeah, I would have to say that is foul, foul, foul. The players after the game, that became the big story. The players, when they were asked about it, said they were disappointed in the home crowd. And, it could have been anybody else, and I don't understand it. They need to stop it. They need to shut up, is what they were saying. And that Schaub was the hero and all the other things he's done for the city, they thought he was great. Then they boo him when he's hurt and he's on the ground, and it's just disrespectful. Yeah, and you think with the family and other people that are around, it's one thing to jump on his back and whatever, but once he's hurt, I'd have to say that's out of bounds for sure. All right, hang with us. We're hitting that final turn here in this hour of America tonight. Stay with us.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Fascinating thing, you delight me, and I know you're speaking of me. Get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you've been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
As we round the corner here, a couple more turns before we put the pedal to the metal for this hour anyway of ATN. I don't know, somebody out there likes zombies. Notice when you're kicking back and you're doing the couch potato thing, and I know you all do it at least once or twice a week. You have to. You're just whipped, right? You just plop on the couch, and you flip around for a bit. You've probably noticed zombies popping up. It's getting close to Halloween. It's not about Halloween, though. Zombies are popular all of a sudden with people. There was World War Z, the Brad Pitt movie, then Walking Dead. Walking Dead Season 4 premiere, 16.1 million viewers. Wow. So it's on track to become the most watched non-NFL programming this season, they say, among 18 to 49-year-olds. Something about The Walking Dead. AMC has to love that. And it's, I've actually never seen it. I know what the show is. and I know people who watch it, but I've never seen it. They seem to like it. They like the stories and say it's good. You just have to kind of get into it a little bit. It's part of that whole serial watching thing that people are doing, going back and watching a series the first couple seasons when you hadn't seen them ever in the beginning, and just serial view it over and over, you know, the first episode and the second and the third and whatever. I have been definitely guilty of that on the rare, rainy, crazy off day where something happens or whatever, because you get hooked into it and it's, you start to watch it, and especially when you don't watch a lot of tube normally. So anyway, zombies are popular. If you're giving out any kind of, you know, Halloween candy, you might see a lot of zombies come to the door. It wouldn't be shocking, because even young kids are into it, too. There's cartoons with zombies that are lighter fare, but they're definitely zombies. Want to take a second here to recognize a new affiliate for America Tonight in a very cool place, KINX in Great Falls, Montana, airing America Tonight right now. Woohoo! I like Montana. So, Troy, thanks for picking us up. KINX, Montana. I've been to Montana several times, and, of course, one of the best national parks just in the state of Montana, bar none, Glacier National Park. If you've never been there, put it on a bucket list. Absolutely. It's great. There's a lot to see, actually, across the entire state. You know, Ted Turner was no fool to go and round up the buffalo and get his land. And other people have done that, too, because it's so beautiful, so wide open. And you got, you know, geez, you got Big Sky Resort. There's another place in Montana that I can remember going to, the Museum of the Rockies. And it's in Bozeman, Montana. And it's got just amazing, how do I put this? I mean, some of the things in this museum are mind-blowing. Eye candy. That's the word I'm looking for. Great eye candy. Because I guess when I lived in Albuquerque, I kind of got hooked into the whole dinosaur thing. In New Mexico, there were some dinosaur digs, and they found, you know, different prints and whatnot. And as a reporter, I got to cover some of that. I got to go out on those trails way outside of Albuquerque and, you know, do stories on it and whatnot. And they have, the Museum of the Rockies has the largest collection of dinosaur remains in the United States. And what's really cool, Tyrannosaurus skull is what they have, that's the largest ever discovered. So Montana, and of course, you know, you've heard that, Montana, where the dinosaurs were going back, you know, whatever, 500 million years ago. And it's a definite stopping point if you, certainly if you go there. But everywhere, anywhere you go in Montana, there's just some eye-popping kind of stuff to see, without a doubt. It's just this beautiful, wide, open space is really, to tell you the truth, that for somebody that grew up in outside of a city, it's neat. I've been to Helena and Billings and Great Falls and, you know, you name it. I've been through there 5 times, I think. I've been on trips for various reasons in Montana. I almost took a job in Montana doing sports a while ago. I mean, this was a long time ago, but very, very cool. And a lot of people live in Great Falls. I want to say, I looked at the population, it's close to 60,000. So anyway, Thank you. We're happy to have you on board. If you're listening to us in the great state of Montana, you can always weigh in like everybody else here across this wonderful country, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I imagine in Montana you are tired of the same old conversation about government shutdown and reacting to it and when is it going to be over and how many people have, you know, who's been furloughed and really hit hard by this? And maybe some of you listening in Montana have found yourself in a tricky situation because of that shutdown, which is now into the 15th day. Can you believe it? You know, I figured 2 weeks, I guess, so and here we are getting closer, though, to the whole debt ceiling thing. And there's other things for sure to talk about, but when I think of the money that's being spent to deal with this, it's infuriating. I mean, I'd like to add up the numbers of how many man hours have we wasted on budgets and debt ceiling over a 10-year period? How do we break that down into dollars and cents for taxpayers when other things could have been dealt with, but of course they weren't dealt with because the focus is on this? So anything else that could be a decent bill that could be turned into a law that could help Americans, it's not being debated. It's shelved because the focus has to be on how do we get the government open? How do we get a budget going? And what do we do with this whole debt ceiling thing? And it's so ironic. I've said this before, but the Prez said himself back in 2006, he didn't vote to push the debt ceiling limit up. He said it's, you know, about accountability, and there isn't this accountability factor anymore in Washington, and there needs to be. And he said he couldn't vote for it. Now here he is, the president, presiding over another year, another session of Congress where there isn't a budget, and the debt ceiling is being debated about raising it or not. You know, some of you have called and said, well, eventually what's going to happen, you have to not raise it to say, we're drawing the line in the sand, don't raise it anymore, and see what happens. But you know who gets the blowback on that? Not the people we've elected, but it's you and me that would eventually feel the effects of it. Here's what I say. If they can't get a budget done, a timely budget done, can't deal with the debt ceiling crisis, then because we're in between elections, how about this idea? Just don't take a paycheck until you can get it done. How about you give back your pay, put it back into the pile until you can figure out a way to solve the crisis that we repeat and are bound to repeat over and over and over again. I mean, there's only so many ways you can play this Groundhog Day thing. I'm going to have to come up with my own adjectives and hope they get in the next Webster's Dictionary, because you just run out of the same thing. We're saying the same thing year after year. And if it bugs us, it has to bug them. Why push it off? Because it's easier not to make a decision than get yourself in trouble, possibly with the people that you need to elect you. All right, America, stay classy.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.